Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Let's talk about the water situation. Gauteng, Johannesburg water. We do know, we have been following the story fairly closely. We wanted to follow up with regard to water restrictions. What is the latest and what is it likely to be? Eleanor Mavimbele, who's the External Communications Officer at Johannesburg Water, joining us as she always does. Eleanor, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. I'm good. How are you?
I am well. Thank you very much. So, first of all, give us a bit of an update as to how it's looking in Johannesburg. I know that you are furiously replacing pipes wherever I look. So that's got to be good, right?
That's a good indication. We are doing our best.
Good.
But at the moment, we are currently busy with regards to the water restrictions that we have from the notification we got from Randwater that they're going to be restricting a number of our reservoirs and towers in the city. So at the moment, we've been trying to assist residents in the city with regards to placing water tankers and communicating as much as information as possible.
Give us some background. Why is this happening? What is it, and what does it mean practically?
So Randwater, which is our bulk water supplier, sent us a notification that their systems are under strain due to demand exceeding supply. So what they said that was then they're going to restrict supply from their side to us by 20%. So it's all housing municipalities have been affected by this. So what it means, and then it means some of our reservoirs and towers were then also had to be restricted in order for us to keep the system afloat. So we've restricted some of, I think it's about 36 reservoirs across the city by between 20 and 30%.
Why would there be this restriction? We know that the dams, even though we're heading towards the end of winter, aren't doing badly. There does seem to be, we had a good rainfall last year. So what would be the result of the situation? Yeah, I mean, what is the cause of the situation? Sorry.
Well, the reason is because of we're moving into warmer months. The temperatures are starting to rise, so we're seeing an increase in the amount of water usage. So, because also we do have a threshold as to the amount of water that we can draw from the Vaal Dam, the amount of water that we, as a city we are allowed to use. So we also, even though it's not necessarily about the dam level, the Vaal Dam levels being up to capacity, but it's also about being mindful of the amount of water we're using. So that's because it's a very dry country, and we also, as city of Joburg is also using water that is above the what we would call an international average. So we do need to be mindful of the amount of water that we are using. So that's why Randwater has said that the amount of water that we are demanding from them is putting quite a strain on their system, because then now it means that they are not able to supply us the amount of water we need as soon as we need it. So we need to reduce the amount of water that we are using.
Right. And what does this mean practically to residents?
What it means is that some residents who are fed from the reservoirs that have been restricted will experience anything from poor pressure to not having water, and some residents will not be affected at all. So what we've been doing, we've been communicating that residents can get a full list of the reservoirs that have been affected on our social media pages. On Twitter, it's @JHBWater.
Mm-hmm.
On Facebook, it's Johannesburg Water, and on our website, johannesburgwater.co.za, and to get a full list of the reservoirs that have been restricted, and to see whether you'll be affected or not. So we're asking those residents that have not been that have not been affected to please use water sparingly, so that to assist us to get rainwater to lift those restrictions as soon as possible. So we're waiting for demand to go down so that the restrictions can be lifted.
All right, and let's hope. And when do you think that will be? Is there any indication?
That will depend largely on us as consumers. Mm-hmm. The faster we can be able to work together to reduce demand, the faster we can lift restrictions, we can negotiate with landlords to lift restrictions. Remember, in the city of Johannesburg, we're also still under level one water restrictions, meaning that, according to the bylaws, you're not allowed to use the hose pipe to wash your paved areas or, to water your garden outside of, 6 p.m. in the evening, between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. in the evening. So we are asking residents to please be mindful of the amount of water that they are using and use water sparingly so that we can actually go into the warmer summer months without having these restrictions in place.
All right, and let's hope that is the case.